The devotional for today, Sunday, March 1st, 2015, was written by Brian Lays and is brought to you by the World Mission Initiative at Pittsburgh Theological Seminary. The devotional for today is based on Romans chapter 8, verses 24 through 25. Hope is a peculiar thing. The Christian life, I'm told, ought to be characterized and defined by hope. In many biblical passages, hope is given an exemplary status, described as something we retain. Christ's work on the cross means that we have hope in the authentic reality that God is for us. While this reality goes beyond strictly ourselves, we can control our participation in it. The Christian does not sit around wishing for something, but instead actively lives into hope by allowing it to transform his or her life. Hope must be a possession, something we hold on to, indeed cling to, and wield against life's slings and arrows of outrageous fortune. In this way, hope is not abstract and vague, but palpable and practical. It is something not to be studied or contemplated, but embodied. I want to contend that hope is something we can possess constantly. Lent reminds us that life is finite, fragile, and sometimes quite difficult. Yet, there is far more to hope than feeling positive and happy. Sometimes when darkness surrounds us, we realize how deep-seated the hope within us really is. The temporary disappearance of positive feelings does not necessarily imply that we no longer have hope. We can still possess hope when it is beyond our conscious recognition. Hope keeps pushing us, often kicking and screaming back to God. And once in a while, its light flickers in our souls, offering us a reminder that deep inside of us, beyond our present experience, hope is still at work by power of the Spirit, making us whole and leading us onward. Let us pray. Lord, give us a deep-seated assurance that in life and in death we belong to you. May this hope sustain us until we finish this race. In Jesus' name, amen.